Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
All right, delighted now to be joined on the line by the Cork man who will be competing at the Open Championship in just a few short weeks, Mr. David Howard. David, how are you, sir?
I'm not too bad, I suppose. Not too bad. Thanks for having me on.
Has that sunk in yet, actually, when I say to you that you're competing in the Open Championship in a couple of weeks?
No, definitely not. I went for a haircut a while ago in Carrigaline, and I said it out loud probably for the first time. And I was like, geez, can't believe that. Just doesn't feel right. So definitely hasn't sunk in yet. Definitely still fresh. Haven't really got much time to think about it, but getting back to everyone and yeah, so many messages and kind of a few media things going on as well. So no, it was great. Can't complain at all. Yeah, really, really exciting.
Talk to me, Ciarán Donald. You realised you've qualified for the Open. What's that feeling like?
I didn't really know where I stood coming in the last hole. I knew it was going well because I saw a few leaderboards while playing a few holes with like kind of 9 to go. I knew I was up there. Was playing good all day, kind of in control, and then I had a bad tee shot on the 16th. Ended up making double bogey, so I was just full of stress and a bit nervy coming in. But thankfully, paired the 17th and 18th, and my dad let me know it was enough after that putt went in. Thankfully, it was only like 1 foot as well for par, so a bit nervy even over the 1 footer. But yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I can't even put it into words, to be honest.
Now, your heart must have been pounding heading down 18, was it?
Yeah, especially after the tee shot in 16, because 17 and 18 aren't easy tee shots. Like if you lose it right on both of them, you're in trouble. Like you're losing a ball, which I couldn't afford after making that double bogey. So, yeah, I was under a bit of pressure coming in. But thankfully, made a couple of pairs and got the job done.
What's the reaction been like since? I'd imagine like your Insta's kind of been lit up, and imagine everyone's kind of texting you with all the messages and congratulations.
Yeah, it has been mad. Sorry. We back. Yeah, it's been mad. The amount of people on to me and on Instagram and messaging me and ringing me. Our friends and family have been unbelievable. My home club, Ford Island, have been amazing. They're all after booking tickets and flights are booked and everything. Yeah, it's been mad. Then we were on the road down and turned into Kirribinny, by my house, and there's flags and a big banner up saying welcome home champ, and got up to the house and there's 100 people, friends and family waiting for me, fireworks going off, horns beeping. It was crazy. So I had a few drinks with all them, and it's great to see them. A bit emotional, but yeah, it was class.
Yeah, I can imagine like how overwhelming that must be to have that many people there celebrating with you.
I was ready for bed. I'll be up at 6 o'clock to get on the ferry from Scotland to Belfast, and got home at 5:30 after doing a few stops along the way. So I was ready for bed. Opened, just getting to bed, and my girlfriend Gabby then set up a bit of a celebration. And yeah, it was mad, but it's great to see everyone. Everyone's been so supportive, and yeah, looking forward to celebrating with them all and seeing them all over there.
Yeah, a bit of work to do, I suppose, now over the next couple of weeks to get ready. What's your schedule going like going to be heading into the Open?
It's very busy at the moment. Supposed to play Interpros for Munster next week. And then we're going to have team stuff with Foda on Saturday, and depending on how we get on into Sunday. But I literally haven't had a chance to properly think it through and kind of to give myself the best opportunity, be rested and keep the energy levels high. So haven't really thought it through yet. I'm going to have to do a bit of thinking out this evening when I have a bit of time. And yeah, just make it a proper plan. Try to do it the best way possible to give myself the best chance, and see how we fare out then.
Royal Birkdale is a name like synonymous with so many incredible moments and open championships, I suppose. Have you ever played there?
No, we were over for the British Amateur last probably a couple of weeks ago now, I suppose. We're in a campsite in the camper van right next door to Birkdale. So we passed it every day, and we actually popped into the clubhouse one of the days just for a look, and all the grandstands were up and looked mad. And little did I know I'd be back in a few weeks to play in it. So it's It's mad. It's
Yeah.
mad. Yeah.
You've obviously seen the course quite a bit, I suppose, on TV down through the years. What do you make of it? And I suppose, does it suit you as a golfer, do you think?
I have no idea. I would watch a couple of if I would watch it on TV years ago. But I can't think of anything now really. So need to do a bit of research. A few kind of different apps and stuff like that. So I'll be looking into that and trying a few YouTube videos to watch. So try to do a bit of research that way. Chat to a few lads who played it, and yeah, I suppose I'll be over Sunday or Monday. So get a couple of practice rounds in, get a feel for it, and hopefully it suits my eye and can give it a run and
Your
see.
fingers. Yeah,
Can we
cool.
wave the cork flag? Hi.
That's what we want to hear. When does the draw, I suppose, take place for the opening rounds, and you learn who you'll be playing with?
I have no idea. I think the practice round she came out today, so I see is there a slot with a few of the big names. I might throw myself in with them. Yeah, I hope to get a practice round with a few of the Irish lads, and yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like no matter who I play with, they're pretty big name no matter what. So yeah, can't wait for that. It's gonna be mad. Looking
Yeah,
forward to it.
I'd imagine Rory and Shane are kind of, I suppose, big heroes of yours.
Yeah, Harrington, Lowry, McIlroy, yeah, all them top lads. Looking forward to teeing up in the same tournament as them, which is, yeah, it's mad to even think about now when I say it
Yeah.
out loud. But yeah, it's gonna be a mad week, and yeah, I won't hit it out for another couple of days when I actually proper sinks in. But yeah, hopefully I handle it well and do the proper preparation and see where it end up in the end.
Send me back to the start, Dave, and then like how you got started in golf.
So I started off with pitch and putt from a very young age. My two brothers, older brothers Michael and Jack, and my dad John, were then in Raphine, our local club here, where it all started. Pfizer pitch and putt it was. So down there from a young age, got very good at that. Played kind of all Irelands and played for Cork and stuff in that up till kind of the age of 16. Then kind of progressed then into the 9-hole golf course there, Rafine Creek, and it's all ca kind of casual stuff really until 2019. Kind of got down to like a handicap of 5 and beat my dad then in a huge Junior Scratch Cup, the Ford Musgrave Junior Scratch Cup, which back then was the biggest thing in the kind of the junior kind of level handicap. So that was huge to win that, beat my dad in the final, which was mad. And I suppose from there, then kind of pushed down a small bit, kind of got down to a kind of scratch level. Then we had the coronavirus hit, and there's a few kind of couple of rough years through that. And out the back of that, then I kind of got down to plus 2 handicap while working full time in Audi Cork as a mechanic. And I said, if I can get down to plus 2, kind of rocking up on the weekend, running to the tee, sometimes hungover. What could I do if I gave it a bit more time? So yeah, I kind of made a decision 2 years ago now, I think, to start at 2024, to kind of leave Audi Cork, as much as I actually really enjoyed my time there towards the end,
Yeah.
with all the lads in there. They're all great people, great bunch of lads. But yeah, I said I'd give it a go, and kind of taking it year by year now since then, and we're on a good trajectory at the moment. From not getting into the Munster Show play 3 years ago because I wasn't low enough handicap wise to get into the British Open. It's pretty cool.
And would you work with like golf coaches and stuff like that, David, to help your game along?
I didn't really until kind of the last few years and the last couple of years now working with Kevin Morris, who's in my home club there. So I kind of play with him every couple of weeks when I'm at home and just to work on the basics, and he's been super supportive, not just coaching wise, with everything. Yeah, big credit to Kev. He's been great, and his team in the pro shop, all the lads in there, and the whole members and the whole club in general Fota have been amazing the last couple of years.
Yeah, I was
Like
gonna
I'm
say
there
like
probably
yeah,
been there like
Fota
10
such
years. Like,
yeah, 10 years like Fota such a I suppose a prestigious golf club like and like there's been some amazing players there's some amazing players in that club as well. I was just gonna say they must be like a massive help and I suppose even inspiration to you.
Yeah, it's huge. So we've John Doyle there now as well. He played the Junior Ryder Cup last year, and unbelievable player. He's going to America now, the end of this year. So, yeah, I've a lot of competition there. It's good to kind of have someone to push you on and drive you on. And we've a lot of good junior players there as well who are hopefully going to follow in our footsteps and who are well able. In fairness, they just need to keep putting in the work, I suppose. But yeah, it's such a good club, and the facilities there are unbelievable. So we have no excuses really. Just need to put in the work, and yeah, it's good to get a few results out of it and get the blue photo colours waving as well. It's great.
Yeah, I'd imagine there'll be quite a few of the lads from the club heading over to support you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've heard about a few flights booked and accommodation and tickets sorted already. Yeah, I can't wait to see them all over there. And those who don't get over there, sure, they're going to be following online, or I suppose it's on TV now. I forgot about that. It's normally following live scoring normally, which is a nightmare for them all, uploading their phone. But they'll have it on the TV now, which is pretty cool.
They have no secret, I suppose, that you were diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at an early age. Like, how do you manage that? And I suppose, how does it affect your golf game, or does it affect your golf game?
Yeah, diagnosed at 7. Yeah, I suppose I probably don't make it out as bad as it is. I tried to take a lot of the positives from it, but yeah, I suppose it's just up until 2019 there was no real medication for it. So since then the advancements of medication and the treatment has been unbelievable, life changing. So yeah, it's a big credit to all the companies who are behind that, and my personal team in the CUH. All of them are amazing. Yeah, so big thank you to them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, and I suppose, like, it kind of, I suppose, you qualifying for the Open shows that cystic fibrosis needn't hold you back, I guess.
Exactly. I won the East of Ireland last year, and yeah, I remember chatting to Professor Barry Plant, who's like top man with cystic fibrosis in Ireland. He'd be down in Cork as well. So I chatted to him, and he said, like, years ago there'd be no hope that someone with CF could be kind of competing at this level, and let alone win an Irish championship. So that was a pretty cool thing to hear. And yeah, I suppose it's just mad, and it's just feel very lucky to be able to do what I'm doing while having CF. And it's just a credit to all the health professionals out there and the treatment. Yeah, it's just unbelievable now, thankfully. But at the same time, there's still loads that we need to do, and have to take loads of medication to keep me going and all that stuff. So it's not just taking the tablets and we're perfect. We still have to do a bit of kind of physio and kind of look after the health that way. So definitely a good bit of work that needs to be done still. But no, we're definitely on the right track, and feel very lucky, to be honest.
100%, 100%. Let's see. Right. Let you go. Like, I suppose the question you'll be asked a lot now is over the next couple of weeks is, can you imagine, like, standing on the first team, what that feeling is going to be like on the Thursday morning at Royal Birkdale?
Yeah, it's mental. I thought about it once, right? And just thinking about the grandstand around you and probably thousands of people around you as well. It's going to be mad. So hopefully I make contact with the ball and it gets off the tee. And that'd be a great start to the day, to be honest. I heard that the first tee shots would be hard there. So hopefully we keep it in play and go from there.
I was going to say that first tee shot, fucking the eyes of the world on you and all that crack.
Yeah.
It'll be amazing. Like, just imagine that challenge and the adrenaline that'll be coursing through your body at that point will be just something else.
Mental. I got to my psychologist there and try chat through that, and see how we're going to manage that. But no, I can't wait for it. It's going to be a special week, and can't wait to bring everyone along for the journey. And yeah, it's going to be a team effort. It's not just me. It's kind of the club, my physio and my dad John on the bag caddying, and girlfriend Gabby, like endless amount of support from everyone. It's been unbelievable. So looking forward to kind of bringing everyone for the journey, and hopefully we enjoy the week, and hopefully can get a silver medal or try to bring home the
Mm.
carrot jug.
I wouldn't say no to that either, Dave, to be honest.
I heard it's
But
pretty easy. The short of field is not going to be too strong around tonight.
it'd be grand. It'd be grand.
Grand.
Just on your caddy actually, and your dad being on the bag for you, like that must be amazing to have your dad, I suppose, with you, and just the calming presence that he'll provide.
I don't know about calming present now at all. I'm the one calming him there, but he gets too nervous. No, it's great to have the experience and the memories we're gonna have looking back on this down the line this class. But yeah, we were over at St Andrews there, the home of golf, a few weeks ago, and yeah, it's cool having him there and having him on the bag and making a lot of memories. So no, very grateful.
Have you set a target for the week, David, or is it just go out and enjoy it and just love every second of the experience?
I haven't really had much time to think about it properly, but I got to try my best to treat it as a normal, as a another tournament and kind of go through my preparations, routines, and try to take it one shot at a time and see where that ends up at the end of Friday first, I suppose, and hopefully the end of the weekend if we can get that far. But yeah, I suppose there's no point kind of. Well, it's easy to easier said than done, but no point making it out to be that much of a big deal. It's still hitting the ball and trying to get into the hole in as least shots as possible. So, it's so much easier said than done, I'd say. Just thinking ahead, it's definitely not going to be that easy. But yeah, I'm going to try my best anyway to just do what I normally do and kind of see where that leaves me.
Yeah, and look, if you were to miss the All Ireland final on the Sunday because you had made the cut, I don't think you'd be too upset, would you?
No, sure. We can get updates on the course. It'd be grand. I think I'd rather be over there, I think, but hopefully Glasgow get it done.
Dave, a pleasure, buddy. Very best of luck. Looking forward to watching your progress over the week and trying to catch a glimpse of you on TV. Very, very best of luck with it, man. Enjoy the experience.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.